ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 4 புருஷார்த்தாதிகரணம். புருஷார்த்தஹா அதஹா சப்தாதிதி பாதராயணஹ சேஷத்வாத் புருஷார்த்தவாதஹா யதா அன்யேஷு இதி ஜைமினிஹி ஆச்சார தர்ஷனாத் தஷ்ருதேஹே சமன்வாரம்பணாத் தத்வதோபிதானாத் நியமாச்ச அதிக உபதேசாத்து பாதராயணஸ்ய ஏவம் தத் தர்ஷனாத் துல்யம் து தர்ஷனம் அசார்வத்ரிகீம். We have completed the first 10 sutras of the first adhikaranam of the fourth pada of the third chapter. And in this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya establishes knowledge itself. Knowledge means vidya, jnanam, itself is capable of giving liberation, and jnanam does not require karma. This Purva Mimamsa is not able to understand because he has an important theory based upon which he looks at the entire Veda, that if you have to get something, you have to do something. You cannot get something without doing anything. Without doing something, you cannot get anything. It is Purva Mimamsaka's philosophy. And according to him, the entire Veda is to make you do something. For Artha, Kama and Dharma Purusharthas, you have to do something. And for Moksha Purusharta also, you have to do more things according to Purva Mimamsakas. Knowledge will teach you how to do, when to do, how much to do and all that. And knowledge helps you do sadhana. Vedanta Vichara he accepts. He is not denying Vedanta Vichara. But he says that Vedanta Vichara will give you jnanam, and with that jnanam, do sadhanas. So the knowledge you talk, that will only help you to do sadhanas, not to get moksha according to him. So the knowledge is not sufficient, but do something with that knowledge to get some result. Doing alone will do something in future. Future happening event alone will give liberation also. So jnanam will not produce palam directly, according to Purva Mimamsakas. This is his strong contention. Even Vedantic students have this feeling also to some extent, that after gaining knowledge, one has to do something to get something. That sadhanam, which is called doing a karma, that alone will give liberation. It is that unshakable faith of the Purva Mimamsakas and their belief also. This is the orientation of every Purva Mimamsaka. And he gives this from Sutra 2 to Sutra 7 of this particular pada. Then from Sutra 8, Vyasacharya has been refuting each one of the Purva Mimamsa Sutras. And in the last class, we said that Vaidika Atma Jnanam is required to do Karma Sadhana. But what we should know is Vaidika Atma Jnanam is twofold. One is Veda Purva Janya Atma Jnanam and another is Vedanta Janya Atma Jnanam. First one is Karmangam, which helps you to do rituals. And what we deal with in this particular section is the second one, Vedanta Janya Aparichinna Akartru Atma Jnanam. It is not Karmangam, but Karma Nashakam. There is no question of any karma after gaining knowledge. This is Vyasacharya's contention. Now let us go to the next sutra. Up to this we saw in the last class. Now we go to Sutra 11. Vibhagaha Shatavat. 11th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 436th running Brahma Sutra. First let us do a general analysis of this sutra. Here Vyasacharya refutes Sutra 5 of the Purva Pakshi. What is that sutra? Samanvarambhanat. That is the fifth sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 430th Brahma Sutra. Here, Purva Mimamsaka quoted another Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Vakyam in his support. That is the fourth chapter, fourth section, second sutra. Tam vidyakarmani samanvarabhete purva prajnyacha. That was that statement. Tam vidyakarmani samanvarabhete purva prajnyacha. The departing soul is followed by knowledge, vidya and karma and all the past experiences. So this is what the meaning of this particular statement. And this statement Purvapakshi takes as his support. And he takes Vidya as Atmajnanam and Karma as Vaidika Karma, and it is his wrong interpretation. Atma Vidya Sahita Karmas accompany the dead person and traveling Jiva, and hence Atmajnanam is Karmangam only. And it is not Swatantra. That is his contention. Whereas Siddhanta answers this in two stages, one by Shankara and other by Vyasa also. And Shankaracharya says, the word Vidya in this mantra does not refer to Nirguna Atmajnanam at all, and Vidya refers to Saguna Upasana only. Vidya Karmani, that means Upasana Karmani only. This is clear from better reading of the mantra, the same mantra, and the later mantras also up to 4.4.6, 4th chapter, 4th section, 6th mantra of Brihadaranyaka, second to the 6th mantra of 4th section or 4th chapter. Tasmat lokat punaha etyasmai lokaya karmana iti itinu kamayamanaha. Ata kamayamano yaha akamo nishkamo bhavati atmakamaha atmakamo natasya prana utkramanti brahmaivam brahmaivasan brahmapyeti itinu kamayamanaha. That is that word that is there. And in 4.4.6, the travel after death refers to ajnanis. That is where they made the mistake. Travel after death refer to only ajnanis who have desires, and if Ajnani travels with Vidya and Karma, that Vidya can mean only Upasana. That is the derivation. That Vidya, if they mean for Ajnanis, that means only Upasana. Nirguna Brahma Ajnani, Nirguna Brahma Ajnani, Saguna Brahma Upasana Phala. And that is clearly said in this mantra. So Nirguna Brahma Ajnani does not travel at all. This we have mentioned many times. Then where is the question of traveling with either karma or vidya? So the first stage of answer is the word vidya does not refer to atma vidya here. It refers to upasana only. And the second stage of answer is even saguna vidya does not travel with karma all the time. It is so because this mantra is not talking about a particular jiva. But all Ajnani Jivas in generally talks about as to how they travel after death. You cannot say they travel with Vaidika Karma and Vaidika Upasanas. Why? Because there are many people who are Nastikas. They don't believe in Vaidika Karmas at all. Nastikas will not do Vaidika Karmas as they do not believe in them. It says Jiva travels with whatever karma they do, whatever knowledge they have. Vaidikam or Laukikam, whatever knowledge it is. Therefore, karma and upasana should not be taken as combination, but should be taken as apportionment. Some people travel with karma, some people with karma and upasana, and some with Vaidika karmas, and some with Laukika karma only, and some with karma and upasana also Vaidika upasana, like Laukika upasana. So it's all should be apportioned. That is meditation upon wealth and all that. Therefore, Vidya and Karma do not refer to Atma Jnana and Vaidika Karma. But generally, they refer to any Karma and any Vidya according to one's performance. All Karma will not go to all people. And all Vidya will not go to all people also. Therefore, it is apportionment and not combination. Appropriate karma will go with appropriate person. This is the answer, and Vyasacharya gives an example also. Suppose a person is called to take up a contract work, and he is asked to do some work. And after the job is over, the employer gives, let us say, someone $1,000, $1,000,000, whatever it is. And he says that the money is to be paid to all the workers. And money should be then apportioned between the workers, and the division will not be uniform, and it will be decided according to work and merit. When Veda says karma and upasana, it does not mean karma and upasana for all people, and combination anga, angi, bhava is not meant here. This is the second stage of the answer. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. The sutra is what? Vibhagaha shatavat. Vibhagaha means apportionment of karma and vidya, that should be understood. Apportionment that we have to supply karma and vidya. Shatavat. Shatavat means like the apportionment of 100 among the workers, let us say, among the people, among the 100 people, 100 workers. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Vibhagaha, some will go with karma and some with vidya, and some in karma and vidya. Laukika and Vaidika karmas, all those things included. Vidya should not include Atma Vidya though. That comes in actually in the 4.4.6 of Chandogya Upanishad. For chapter 4, section 6th mantra, which I alluded to just a few moments ago. And Shatavati means 100. Indicates 100 rupees or 100 currency, $100, whatever one can think of, any currency. And it refers to Shatasya Vibhagavati. And Shankaracharya takes 100 priests with different dakshinas or rates. That's what he enumerates in his Bhashya. The head priest, he distributes, I use the word contractor, but head priest, for example, for a big yajna or something, he distributes according to the type of work done by the priest and their merits and all those things. Now let us go to the next sutra. Adhyayana matra vataha. Adhyayana matra vataha. This is the 12th sutra, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 3rd chapter, 437th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Here, Vyasacharya refutes Sutra 6. And what is Sutra 6? Tadvato Vidhanat. These are all Purupakshi sutras. We have seen that. That is the 6th sutra of this section. And in the 6th sutra, Purupakshi, he quoted a Chandogya mantra from the 8th chapter, 15th section, 1st mantra. Acharya Kulatim Vedam adhitya yata vidhanam guroho karmati seshena abhisamavritya kutumbe shuchau deshe swadhyayam adhiyanaha. That is that mantra, 8th chapter, 15th section, 1st mantra. So the essence of the mantra is what? Every person should go to a guru in Brahmacharya Ashrama and learn Veda. And after Vaidika Jnanam, one should go to Grahastha Ashrama and perform rituals. This Purvapakshi takes as his support. He says, Vedic study means Atma Jnanam. He interprets Vedic study itself as Atma Jnanam because Veda deals with Atma Jnanam. So with that Atma Jnanam, he should perform karma. And therefore, Atma Jnanam is a part of karma after gaining Jnanam. So everyone should have Vedic study and all should have Atma Jnanam. And the question is, which Atma Jnanam is meant here? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, when one learns in the Brahmacharya Ashrama, when a person learns Atma Jnanam, it is Atma Jnanam number one and not number two. We just now mentioned two categories of Atma Jnana. He will study the ritualistic portion. And through all the study, he will know the Atma Vidya number one. Deha Vyatirikta Parichinna Vidya. And this is needed for a Grahastha. Otherwise, he will not do Shraddha and all that thing. If they have really gone through Shastra, one will not give up Shraddha and all the Shraddha Karmas and all that thing. One may give money to orphanages, but not in replacement of Shraddha. But it should be in addition to Shraddha. We do not refer to Atma Vidya number two at all here. Atma Vidya number two comes much later. After Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, Atma Jnanam comes. Therefore, Chandogya Upanishad quotation does not apply to Atma Vidya. That is Vyasacharya's contention. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Adhyayana matra vataha. Adhyayana matra vataha. The prescription of karma is only for one who has studied the Vedas. Now let us come to this, the general meaning. Now let us come to the significance of the words. Adhyayana matra. One who studied Vedas only. Adhyayanam here refers to Vedadhyayanam. One who studied only the Vedas. And one is to learn, to chant the Vedas. And learning also include Atma Vidya number one. That is what? Deha Vetirikta Parichinna Kartru Atma. The Atma, the doer Atma. Karmakanda Atma Vidya. It is Atma Vidya referred in the Karmakanda portion. This is meant in the Chandogya Upanishad mantra. It does not include the Jnana Kanda Atma at all. If in Brahmacharya Ashrama, if a person gains Jnanam, Veda will say, he is what? He is Akarta. It will not call him a Karta anymore. He will be an Akarta. Where is the question of karma then? So Adhyayana Matravan, a person who has the knowledge of chanting only, and Karma Kanda Atma, that alone he knows. Atma Jnanam never goes with rituals. Real Atma Jnanam never goes with rituals. Now let us go to the next sutra. Na Avisheshat. 13th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter. 438 running Brahma Sutra. First let us do a general analysis. And this and the next sutra, they refute the Purvapakshi Sutra 7 of this pada. Niyamachya. Niyamachya was their sutra, 7th sutra. These two refute that sutra. The Purvapakshi's contention was, he quoted actually Isavasi Upanishad mantra number 2 in support of him earlier. Kurvanne veha karmani jijibishe chetagam samaha evam tvayi nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. That was the portion, second mantra of Isavasi Upanishad. The first line is relevant to us now. That says a person should do karma throughout life. A person has to do throughout life. Even when he desires to live for 100 years, he should do karma for all the 100 years. From this, it is clear that karma must be there throughout life. This means even when one chooses to gain Atma Jnanam, one should do karma, according to him. From this, it is clear that Jnanam coexists with karma and there is no question of Kevala Jnanam, only Jnanam. Jnanam must go with karma throughout the life. Therefore, Jnanam is also karmangam only. It should continue until death. This is the contention of Purvamimamsa. For these two answers are given. Here Vyasacharya says, Isavasya Upanishad you quote. Okay, but it says one should do karma throughout the life. Correct. But it has not been mentioned who should do the karmas. It says one should do karma throughout the life. It has not been mentioned who should do the karma. The subject is not mentioned. There is no specification of who should do it. Whether the rule is applicable to jnani or ajnani or to both, the Shruti does not mention. According to the context, we have to supply. The subject here is what? Ajnani. As long as he or she is ajnani, one must continue to do karma since travel, that is all the preparation and all those things are involved. Travel means preparation. After death, travel. We told, you know, the bundle of all the things, you know, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, and the Chidabhasa, that bundle leaves. So after death, travel requires punya dollars, currency. And that can be gained only through karma alone. You can gain punya through karma. That punyam, that dollar alone, currency alone, will help travel after death. Therefore, this mantra refers to traveling ajnani. And for him, karma is compulsory. Till such time a person gains jnanam, karma is compulsory. For jnani, there is no travel involved. Therefore, the mantra is relevant to ajnani and do not quote this mantra in the context of ajnani. Now, let us do the word analysis of this sutra. There are two words, na avisheshat. Na means the Vedic injunction is not meant for a jnani. Na only is said, so it's not Not means what? The Vedic injection is not meant for a jnani. Avisheshat, because there is no such specification. There is no avisheshan, specification. This is the running name. Now let us see the significance of the word. Na, na means Vedic injunction that is not meant for jnani. Avisheshat, there are no specifications, which means that the vidhi is applicable to jnani or ajnani. That is not there. Therefore, we will have to see whether it includes jnani or not. On inquiry, what do we find? We find that jnani is not included here. Vedic ritual should never be given up. It is re-emphasized that they have to be done. This means sannyasa should not be taken. That's what it means, because sannyasi renounces all karmas. So he cannot be a sannyasi at all. Sannyasi cannot do danam, tapas, all that he cannot do. In fact, he should not do also. Shankaracharya says that yajno danam tapaha, so pavanani manishinam. So pavanani means purifiers. They all purify a person. All the karmas are meant for purification. And therefore, they are relevant until purification is done, accomplished. It is not after purification. The Vedic karmas are compulsory for those who are not purified and who wish to get purified. It is to be done. Similarly, karmani kurvan eva, until chitta shuddhi and jnanam, till they come, karma is needed. After getting atma jnanam, there is no need for karma. Let us go to the next sutra. Stutaye anumatirva. Stutaye anumatirva. 14th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 439th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do a general analysis. Here he takes the same mantra quoted by the Purvapakshi, namely the Ishavasi mantra that I just read. Mantra 2. Kurvanne veha karmani jijivishechatakam samaha evam toyinanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. That is the mantra we just read. And this is commandment directed towards whom? Directed towards an ajnani. So do not include a jnani here. And the second interpretation that says, it is not a commandment, but it only gives a permission to do karma. That is the second interpretation. It is not an injunction, but a permission. It is not an ajna, but it is only an anujna. Ajna means you should do, but anujna means you may do. This permission to do karma is directed to whom? Directed to a jnani. A jnani is given permission to continue to do karma. That means he has permission to renounce karma and also has permission to do karma also. So the first mantra of Ishavasya deals with a jnani. In this mantra, it is said that one should reject the world, taking the world as what? As mithya. You reject the world as mithya by seeing Satya Ishvara. This refers to jnani who sees Brahman alone is satyam and everything else is mithya. That jnani is allowed to continue karma if he wants to do it. Loka sangraham, that is the intent of a jnani, he can do karma, no problem. For this, Vyasacharya says, jnani is allowed to do karma to glorify jnanam. Permission to do karma glorifies jnanam, by showing that karma palam will not affect you at all. Of those people who are jnanis, karma palam will not affect them. Karma palam will not taint a jnani. Jnani is not affected by karma, and jnanam gives him immunity and serves as a kavacham. Even when problems are there, he has the jnanam, let us say raincoat kind of thing. He has jnanam raincoat. So this applies to a grahastha. And the second interpretation is very useful to show that jnanam will save him. Now, the grahastha ashrama we have named, wherever you are, it is ashrama only. We have called it ashrama, but wherever you are is an ashrama. You continued karma to glorify jnanam. He may take sannyasa ashrama. Taking external sannyasa is not very important. But jnanam is compulsory whether you want to renounce or not. You can renounce as a sannyasi, but it's not guarantee you moksha. But jnanam is compulsory. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Stutaye అనుమతిర్వా, వా అనుమతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ వేదిక్ పర్మిషన్ టు డూ కర్మ. అనుమతి, పర్మిషన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ వేదిక్ పర్మిషన్ టు డూ కర్మ. స్తుతయే ఫర్ ది గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఫర్ స్తుతి. దిస్ ఇస్ ద రన్నింగ్ మీన్. నా వి విల్ కమ్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్. వా ఇండికేట్స్ ద సెకండ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్ ఆర్ ది ఆల్టర్నేటివ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్. అనుమతి మీన్స్ పర్మిషన్, పర్మిషన్ మీన్స్ వేదిక్ పర్మిషన్. స్తుతయే, స్తుతయే మీన్స్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ స్తుతి, గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం. సో జ్ఞానం హియర్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ప్రథమ మంత్ర ఉక్త స్తుతయే, ది ఆత్మజ్ఞానం మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర. అదర్ దాన్ జ్ఞానం దర్ ఇస్ నో మెథడ్ బై విచ్ యూ క్యాన్ సేవ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ కర్మ. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గెట్ ఇమ్యూనిటీ ఫ్రమ్ కర్మ, బెటర్ స్టడీ వేదాంత. కర్మ అండ్ కర్మఫలం అఫెక్ట్ యూ. దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఎస్కేప్ ఫ్రమ్, బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ డూయింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ డెసిగ్నేషన్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆశ్రమ యూ ఆర్ ఇన్, బ్రహ్మచర్య, గృహస్థాశ్రమ, వానప్రస్థాశ్రమ, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. సో విత్ దిస్ ద రిఫ్యూటేషన్ ఆఫ్ సూత్ర 7 ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఓవర్. నౌ లెట్స్ గో టు ది నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర, కర్మకారేణ చ ఏకే. 15th సూత్ర, 4th పాద, 3rd చాప్టర్, 440th రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. సో ది ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ ఇస్ వాట్? దిస్ ఈస్ ఇన్ రెఫ్యూటేషన్ ఆఫ్ జైమనీస్ వ్యూస్ దట్ ఈస్ కంటిన్యూడ్ హియర్. విత్ ప్రీవియస్ సూత్ర, ఆల్ ది పూర్వపక్ష సూత్రాస్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ డైరెక్ట్లీ అండ్ స్పెసిఫికలీ నెగ్లెక్టెడ్. వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దట్. అండ్ ఇన్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ 2 సూత్రాస్ వ్యాసాచార్య ఎస్టాబ్లిషెస్ జ్ఞానం విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు గెయిన్ మోక్ష, విచ్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఓన్ నేచర్. ఫస్ట్ వీ విల్ డూ ద జనరల్ అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్ర. Here Vyasacharya refers to the 22nd mantra, 4th section of 4th chapter of Chandogya Murugadhani Upanishad. And that mantra is a big mantra. Sava yesha mahanaja atma. That is the mantra. It starts with that mantra, that statement. Sava yesha mahanaja atma. This is a very long mantra. I am not going to read the entire mantra. Just only referring to that mantra. And in this mantra, the Upanishad says that all the wise people are fully satisfied with their wisdom itself. And we know this also because after wisdom, they do not go after any means or any ends. After Atma Jnanam, they do such jnanis, they do not go after any means or any ends. There is no pravritti towards sadhanam, and there is no pravritti towards sadhyam. Similarly, karmas are sadhanam and swarga is sadhyam. All those, through karma one gets swarga, through upasana brahmaloka, through children one gets manushya janma. Three sadhanas, three sadhyas, they are all mentioned in the Vedas though. You should not say that they are not mentioned. They are mentioned clearly. Jnani says that I am not interested in putra because he does not want to come back to manushya loka. All those things, that mantras we have, putra ekshanaya, all that thing, we have read those mantras earlier. He is not interested in putra because he does not want to come back to manushya loka. He is not interested in karma as he is not interested in swarga loka either. He is not interested in upasana because he does not want to go to brahma loka also for karma mukti, because he is a jivan mukta already. So jnanis declare this. He does not want sadhanas and sadhyas. And Vedavith, that refers to, actually it says that we have accomplished great goals through jnanam. They have accomplished great goals through jnanam. Where is the reason for getting anything else? He has gained the highest purusharta, namely moksha. So from this we also come to know that jnanam is capable of giving fulfillment without requiring children or karma or any of those. When one gains purushartha phalam through jnanam, one should be after other things for fulfillment of anything. Brahman is not an object of experience, but tripti is experienceable. You can be a brahmajnani. Brahman is not an object of experience, but tripti, aham purnosmi, aham triptosmi. Because of this fulfillment, one voluntarily gives up the sadhana and sadhya. Voluntarily gives up. It is voluntary renunciation. that we read in the Vedas. Now let us do the word analysis. Because karma kanda portion, jnana kanda portion, there are many mantras which may be very confusing. One should be able to analyze them according to context, and that is why bhashyas are very important. Karma karena cha eke, that is the sutra. Cha refers to moreover. Eke means samyanis, they renounce all the means and the ends. Karma karena here means voluntarily. Now let us see the significance of the words. Cha, that here refers to, gives further argument to what is given in the previous sutra. Already what is discussed in the sutra is further elaborated here. Though cha, the word cha, it gives further argument. Ek means samyanis. There are many who continue in grahastha ashrama, kings, all kshatriyas, so many people, rulers, all peoples are there. There are many who have renounced all sadhanas and sadhya. And they do without compulsion. Should be careful. Without compulsion, they renounce. You renounce only when you stand on your own feet. You renounce something only when you know you stand on your own feet. A person renounces everything only when he is a jnani. Not until then. Renunciation indicates tripti, which he gets as a result of wisdom. As a result of jnanam he gets. Wisdom gives tripti, and tripti leads to renunciation. Wisdom itself is capable of giving the tripti. For example, in the those days, you know, all these cricket matches, 5-day matches and all, in the 5 1-day match series, suppose we win the first three, a team wins the first three, then the last two matches, they play and will try to win. And when the game is going on, what is the state of mind? Let us say the 5 1-day matches are there, let us say. 3 of them they have already won. They are still playing the 4th and 5th also. They will play. They will try to win those matches also. When the game as it is going on, what will be the state of their mind? Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. The success and defeat do not make any difference. And that state of mind is called Jeevan Mukti in the cricket field. Because they are already won. They are Jeevan Muktas. They won the match already. And if we have to extend this throughout the life, and that is just any sports, whether it is Wimbledon match, tennis match, anything, World Cup, doesn't matter. So you extend this throughout the life, and that is the state of mind of the jnani. Therefore, he may do or may not do karma also. So karma karana. Huh? Kama he means he's kama karana means a person will by will. Kama refers to his will, free will. And by the force of one's own volition, it is voluntary giving up. And it is enforced renunciation. It is enforced renunciation. It is like fruit falling out of ripening. It is out of Purnatvam and not out of force. And in this first adhikaranam, known as Purushartha adhikaranam, Vyasacharya establishes that jnanam itself is capable of liberation without the help of karma. Karma is required for chitta shuddhi. But we only negate the role of karma in moksha prapti. Karma is indirectly helpful, but we cannot say karma directly gives moksha. These are all very strong points. We should know it very clearly. Karma indirectly helps to get chitta shuddhi and all the other things, but we cannot say karma directly gives moksha. This is challenged by the Purvamimamsakas. Purvamimamsakas, they want to establish that jnanam cannot give liberation independently. And jnanam can serve only as karma angam, part. And they want to establish karma alone is the cause of liberation. Opposite of what we are saying. We said karma indirectly helps moksha. Purvamimamsaka says the opposite. He says jnani voluntarily renounces all happiness. Rejection or renunciation of all the pursuits of happiness is naturally found in the jnani. Karma nivritti is naturally found in wise person, and it happens only at the end of the desires. desires end because of fulfillment. Karma nivritti happens when we get purnatvam, which we see only in wise people because of atma jnanam. Wise are free from greed, any other wants. The cause of freedom from greed, the cause can only be through wisdom, which is there in the wise people, the jnanis. Jnanam alone is capable of giving fulfillment independently, which is indicated by renunciation of all other pursuits. Therefore, jnanam is swatantra. Now let us go to the next sutra. Upamardancha. Upamardancha means, this is the 16th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 441st running Brahma Sutra. So the previous argument is continued here. First, let us see the general analysis of this sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya says, not only karma need not be added to jnanam, but he says, karma cannot be added to jnanam to produce liberation. The argument is, karma requires what? Duality. And karma can be generated with the help of plurality only. Any action is produced with the help of various accessories. And the accessories are defined as fine, as, you know, in number. What are there are five accessories. What are those five? Subject, object, instrument, locus, and beneficiary are the five factors. So many karakams are required for any karma to be fulfilled. Every noun in a grammatical sentence reveals a karakam, and the verb reveals kriya. They are linked in some way or the other. The Mimamsakas and Nayayikas, they have analyzed this in great detail. The verb goes along with several nouns in a sentence. The accessories means dvaitam. Moment you take accessories and subject are different, they are all dvaitam. This is logically and experientially proved. The ego is dissolved in where? In sushupti only. The karta goes away in sushupti. All other things also get dissolved. Yatra yatra dvaitam, tatra tatra kriya. That is kriya, action. That is why we have an equation, karaka janya kriya. And Vyasacharya argues, Vedanta jnanam is a unique jnanam compared to aparavidyas and all that. All the other jnanams will only produce more desire and more karma, just retaining dvaitam. Aparavidya produces karma, karma retains dvaitam, whereas paravidya is a unique karma, unique knowledge, and paravidya is a unique knowledge that destroys all karma and removes dvaitam also. So the Shruti negates dvaitam, which means falsified dvaitam. This is called upamardaha. It means nashaha, or negation, or destruction. Dvaita nivrittihi, sarva karaka nivrittihi, all accessories, all the karakams are negated. Therefore, subject is gone, object is gone, instrument is gone, sarvam brahmamayam jagat. It is the destruction of duality, plurality. If the destruction of duality takes place, how can there be a karma then? Jnana anantaram eva sarva karmanaha nashaha. So, jnana karma samuchaya katam sambhavati? That is the question. After waking up, you want to add dream money, for example, to baker's account. How ridiculous it would be. After waking up, in the dream, of course, you got a lot of money. You want to add that money to the baker's account. How is it possible? Dream earnings are destroyed the moment you wake up. Prabodha samaye. So karaka and karma are negated the moment you wake up to Atmaswarupam. Therefore, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, actually the second chapter, fourth section, 14th mantra, it reveals, yatra hi dvaitamiva bhavati, tat itara itaram jigrati, tat itara itaram pashyati, tat itara itarakum shrunoti, tat itara itarakum abhivadati, itara itarakum manute, itara itaram vijanati. Says all that. Wherever the duality is caused by ignorance, there is activity caused by subject, object, instrument and all that. Once the person has understood that Dvaitam is Mithya, who is going to do what? Who is to think what? Who is going to take what? I experience, for example, sunrise, but I never take it as Satyam. I experience mirage water, but I don't take the mirage water as Satyam. Then it means he makes a statement verbally, but he has not understood about the mirage water. Brihadarani Upanishad talks about Dvaita Nashaha, therefore Karma Nashaha, and therefore Samuchaya is not possible. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Upamardam. Upamardam means the destruction of duality here. Cha. Cha is also where said in Vedas. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Upamardam means Nashaha as destruction, as I said. Cha is a conjunction to add to the first list given before, earlier. Veda talks about duality, that is destruction of karma. And therefore, after jnanam, there will not be karma. And how can it be combined with jnanam? How can it means karma can be combined with jnanam? That is the reason whatever karma is done after jnanam, they are not enlisted as karma itself. Therefore, if any jnani performs any karma after jnanam, like Janaka performing nitya karmas, or sannyasi doing any other karma of writing any book, or what's establishing ashrama and all that, they are called karma abhasaha, like roasted seed. Jnani's karma is karma abhasaha because it is karma abhasa only. It is done by ahankara abhasaha. It cannot produce agami purni punya papam. It will not. The roasted and ordinary seed will look alike only. If you take a seed, a roasted seed and an ordinary seed, both will look alike only. And if you plant them, the unroasted seed will germinate, while the roasted seed will not germinate. For look, ajnani is karma and jnani is karma may both look alike. While jnani is karma will produce punya papam, Ajnani's karma will produce punya papam. Jnani's karma will not produce any punya papam. Now let us go to the next sutra. Urdvaretaha sucha shabdehi. Urdvaretaha sucha shabdehi. 17th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 442nd running Brahma Sutra. So the previous argument is continued here. This is final reinforcing statement. It's an argument what karma, especially Vaidika karma, need not join to karma for producing liberation. Vaidika karma need not join to the karma for producing liberation. Vyasacharya says, Shruti talks about jnanam in sannyasis. Or Shruti talks about sannyasi jnanis. We can put it that way also. It's very clear that in them, the sannyasi jnanis, jnanam exists without Vaidika karma addition. They are sannyasis, renounced everything, no Vaidika karmas. But jnanam exists without them. Jnanam in sannyasi is without Vaidika karma because according to Shastra, sannyasi cannot perform any Vaidika karmas. He has renounced all the fires, all the agnis. And there is no question of performing any karma for a sannyasi. Niragnihi. Even the other smartha karmas are not possible because according to Shastra, all the karmas require various accessories. And in the Anganyasa, Karanyasa and all that thing, Chikaye, Vaushate, and all those things they utter some mantra. And he has to touch the Shikha. And sannyasi cannot do it because they are all no shika. Similarly, sacred thread, they are required to do unique rituals, Vedic rituals. Since sannyasi does not have karma, he cannot do any karma and he gets jnanam without karma samuchaya. Therefore, kevala jnanam as in sannyasi is capable of giving liberation. Sannyasi jnayanis, they are talked about in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The mantra that we just also started to read, the 4th chapter, 4th section, 22nd mantra, the long mantra as I mentioned, Savayesha Mahanaja Atma, that mantra. So the wise people, they do not desire anything. They do not have the three desires and the three sadhanas. he does not desire a putra, wealth, lokas. Atmanam viditva brahmanaha putraishanayascha vitteishanayascha lokeishanayascha vittaya atha bhikshacharyam charanti. All these mantras we have analyzed elaborately during our Brihadaranyaka discussions. According to Veda, ashramas are desire-based ashramas. Brahmacharya ashrama, grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama. They are all desire-based ashramas. The sannyasa ashrama is not desire-based ashrama. And the sannyasis, they live on bhiksha, bhikshacharyam charanti. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Cha, cha means moreover. Moreover what? Moreover what? We hear about the wisdom of self-knowledge, moreover. Urdvaretasu. In sannyasis, actually literally to those who observe perpetual celibacy. The first to those people, in those stages of life, the sexual energy has an upward flow in all those things that are discussed in some, in a particular way, in terms of telling about the sannyasis. He means because shabde it is said in the Vedas. This is the running meaning. Now let us come to the significance of the words. Urdvaretasu means refers to sannyasi. That alone we need to know. One who follows brahmacharya vratam. Strictly speaking, urdvaretasu refers to three ashramas. Brahmachari has to be celibate. Vanaprastha has to be celibate. And only grahasthashrami need not be celibate. For all the three ashramas, this is important. And sannyasa ashrama alone, karma is absent. Therefore, according to Vedic concept, among the four groups in society, three of the four has to adopt celibacy. Three ashramas are gone then. Society is based on three ashramas who follow celibacy. Shabde. Shabde means Vedavakya. Refers to Veda Shabdas. It is said in the Vedavakya that sannyasi has jnanam without doing any karma. So Veda Vakyam kept in mind here is 4.4.22 that we just read from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Where sannyasis are glorified because of these reasons. Since jnana is voluntarily renounced and therefore jnanam swatantram and gives moksha without karma, Shankaracharya draws this adhikaranam throughout his bhashyam. He refers to this everywhere. All his introductory bhashyams are based on this adhikaranam only. With this, the first adhikaranam or the fourth pada of chapter 3rd is over with 17 sutras. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Paramarsha adhikaranam. Paramarsha adhikaranam, sutra 18 to 20. And again, sannyasa is prescribed by the scriptures here. That's what is the subject. Paramarsham jaiminihi achodanacha apavadatihi. Paramarsham jaiminihi achodanacha apavadatihi. 18th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 443rd running Brahma Sutra. Here an objection to sutra 17 that is raised. Sutra 17 of the previous adhikaranam that is raised here. First let us see the general introduction of this adhikaranam with these many sutras. Three sutras, 18, 19, 20. This is the second adhikaranam of this pada, 4th pada of 3rd chapter. And the subject matter of this adhikaranam is what Purvamimamsaka, he raises a big question here. Actually, this is an incidental topic only because of the last sutra, the previous pada. Purvamimamsakas, they are raising a question. They even think that seeing a sannyasi is samangala. Look at that. Purvamimamsakas, actually that's what Mandana Mishra did. Purvamimamsakas, they think seeing a sannyasi is amangala. It's not auspicious at all. There are other systems of philosophy which are against the sannyasa ashrama also. And the Purvamimamsaka says that there is no sannyasa ashrama at all. Even in Visishtadvaitam, they do not believe in removing the sacred thread on becoming a sannyasi. Removal of sacred thread is unsacred according to them. And many people are against sannyasa ashrama. Then he does one step further, goes one step further also. And he says, really speaking, there is only one ashrama called Grahastha Ashrama. The other three ashramas are really non-existent ashramas according to them. They are not ashramas at all according to them. This is called Eka Ashrama Vadaha. He says so because Veda insists a person should do Vaidik karmas for good gati. After death, whatever gati, for a good gati, sadgati, one has to do Vaidik karmas. Not only Veda prescribed it as compulsory, one should do Agnihotra as long as one is alive. Veda criticizes giving up karmas in a special mantra actually. Moreover, there are other Shruti passages which condemn sannyasa. Acharya quotes many mantras in his commentary. From Taittiriya Upanishad, Acharyaya priyam dhanam ahritya prajatantummam vivacchesihi. Taittiriya, having brought to your teacher his proper reward, whatever you have to give him, priyam dhanam ahritya, do not cut off prajatantum ma vivacchesihi. Do not cut off the line of children, your prajas. Na putrasya loko loko sthiti tat sarve pashavaha viduho. Taittiriya Brahmanam also says, to that person who is without a son, na putrasya, who is without a son, na putrasya na lokaha asti. This world does not belong to that person at all. All beasts even know that. Sarve pashavaha viduho. Even all these animals know this. And the other mantra which I told, that one should, the special mantra I said, told, Veda criticizes giving a, that mantra is, Virahava yesha devanam yaha agnim udvasayate. It means the one who renounces ritualistic fire becomes devanam viraha. Viraha means he destroys the power, viraha. Destroys the power of devas. And they will not bless him. If they destroy the power of Vedas, how they can bless him? So fire represents ritual. Ritual represents worshipping the devatas. So when I have fire and do ritual and worship devatas, then alone devatas can bless me in return. Devatas in the form of natural forces will bless me. Or else the natural forces will not bless. Life will become impossible. Deva's blessing a person depends upon worship. Is there any issue in the audition? I hope you are able to hear. I'm getting some beep here. Anyway. So Vedas negates all the three ashramas in which there is no fire. So Vedas say, if you want Devatas Anugraha, all Purusharthas, if you want all of them, you should eternally be a Grahastha maintaining Shrauta Agni. Shrauta Agni to do all the Agnihotras and all. Veda negates all the three ashramas in which there is no fire. Therefore, they are called anagraha. So ashram, all those people without any ashram, that is what their contention is. Now we have to talk a lot of things based on all these premises that we will continue in the next class, that is tomorrow. Yo Veda dau swara prokto Vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah. पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओं. श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु.